You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode zero of Midlife Side Quest. Excuse me if I'm a little bit rusty, but I haven't done this in a while, so we'll see how this goes. What is an episode zero? If you don't know, you probably haven't read a lot of comic books. This is going to be a preview of what the new weekly show that I am producing will be all about, as well as a chance to tell you a little bit about myself. There's a fairly good chance, if you're listening to this very first episode, that you probably know me from one of my previous shows, probably Megadads Live. If not, hey, it's nice to have you here. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. Back in 2014, I helped to create Megadads, a website focusing on video games through the lens of parents. For 8 years, I wrote features and co-hosted the podcast and basically helped to keep that ship running. It was a fantastic experience. It allowed me to go to E3 a couple of times as a member of the press, interview game developers, personalities from around the industry, and build a community of amazing gamers. Truly, some of my favorite memories were during that time. Earlier this year, I decided to part ways with Megadads, and I have been focusing on taking care of my family as well as my own health. I recently was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, so that's been a bit of a challenge. And I knew with everything going on in my life, I needed to step away from that. And honestly, being away from content creation and focusing 100% of my energy on my family and what our needs were has been one of the best decisions I've ever made. Whether you host a podcast or a Twitch channel or any other kind of gaming content or whatever that you create, if you create something, it can be an incredible amount of time spent away from your family, and getting back to that was incredibly rewarding for me. I had no idea how much I had missed that time and how much creating was cutting into that time. In recent months, though, my life has started to calm down just a little bit, and I began to realize that I missed talking about games and this industry, which I really love. And I also miss interacting with the great friends that I had made on that journey, the people that listened to the show every month and read the features that I wrote. And I decided that I didn't want to give that up, and I wanted to return to doing what I love to do. But I had to do it in a way that fit with my priorities as a husband and as a father. And those things have to come first. And it had to not interfere with those most important things in my life. It had to be a side quest, if you will. And that's when I came up with the concept for Midlife Side Quest. This show is going to be familiar in some ways if you've heard any of my previous shows before, but it is also going to be different as well. Each weekly episode will focus on a different gaming topic, from reviews of games that I've been playing, both new releases and older titles, to discussion about the latest breaking news and things going on in the industry, and just about anything else. It's really open to whatever is on my mind. Movies, music, television, politics. I'm going to try to avoid that. But really, anything is fair game. And it's also going to focus on life and games from the perspective of an older gentleman, we'll say. That doesn't sound as awful. When I started out you know, talking about games and making podcasts, I was in my 30s. I was younger. My kids were younger. And now I am entering a new stage of my life, which is even more challenging than what has come before. I have a high schooler now. It's really great. I'm looking at 50. I just turned 45 this month. So it's a whole new perspective, and every day is bringing something new and unexpected and challenging, and I want to talk about those experiences. It's also going to differ from some of my previous shows in that this will be a short format show. Mega Dads Live is a longer show. With each episode focusing on a single topic of discussion, they'll probably run around 15 to 20 minutes or so. As I have realized how hard it is to carve out time to go back to podcasting and to create a podcast, it also occurred to me that it's probably just as hard for some of you, especially if you are in a similar position as myself, to find time to listen to a podcast. So hopefully this new shorter format will be a better fit for both of us. That's my hope. And that's about it for Midlife Side Quest. That's what it is all about. I'm really hoping that it sounds like something that interests you, because I'm excited to start creating again. I'm excited to start recording and talking about games. You won't have to wait very long to listen to the first real episode because it drops tomorrow. And it's going to have a look at what has unexpectedly become one of my favorite games of the year. A game of the year contender that really came from off the radar for me. So I hope you'll tune into that tomorrow and listen to the show. If you do enjoy what it sounds like, what you hear, if you are entertained, give the show a follow, please. Drop a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can follow the show also on Twitter. It's at MidlifeSQ to join the conversation. And I hope we can build another community and have more back and forth and conversations about gaming in a positive light. I'm really going to really focus on keeping this positive energy and putting that out into the world and encouraging people to be kind to each other, because you may not have heard this, but the gaming community can sometimes be a little bit on the toxic side and less than kind and positive. So I really want to focus on doing that and trying to encourage people to spread positivity. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Be kind to each other, and we'll talk to you soon.